This is a taped interview with Mrs. Peggy Muir. Mrs. Muir, could you tell me when and where you were born?
In Vancouver in 1942.
How long did you live there?
All my grown up years till we came to Hazleton, which was when I was 26.
Where did you attend primary school?
Trafalgar School in Vancouver.
And secondary school?
Kitsilano School.
Many things are different, entertainment, work, education, and social activities when you were young. What are some of these differences?
Well, we didn't have a TV until we were late teens, so that was different. We didn't go to movies that much when we were kids, just once in a while. Entertainment activities. I think we did more things as a family. We used to go camping. Our family went camping in the summer and mountain climbing. We used to go out to the Fraser River and gather wood for our fireplace. Some of the things you did as a family are different than probably things you do today.
Work and education.
I think school wasn't too much different than today. Probably more structured. School, you were expected to stay in your seats and be quiet, and there was probably much more strict discipline in school when I was growing up. And in high school we had quite a few courses to choose from, which is like today. Most of the people were geared towards going to university at that school. So we just, it was sort of the natural thing to do was to think of going to university afterwards.
Did you go to university?
Mm-hmm. Then I took 3 years of teacher education. At that time they were short of teachers, so you didn't have to get your degree, so you could go there after 2 years or 3 years. So I took 3 years of teacher training and started teaching in Port Simpson, which is a small village on the coast. Taught there for 1 year before we were married. And then I taught 3 years in Vancouver.
What were your main activities as a child?
I liked to read. Probably that was one of the main things. I read books a lot. And going bicycling with my friends. Church activities were important. I went to Sunday school and things with midweek groups like Explorers and CGIT, and then in high school a youth group, and then after high school a young people's group for older youth. So that took probably quite a bit of my time, a lot of my energy.
What games did you play?
Played skip, seems to be a lot. Played ball, like lacrosse ball, boxing balls. I had a lot of games for that. Played marbles sometimes. Singing kind of games. I remember playing in elementary school. And then we played softball and played scrub.
Did you have parties, school concerts, dances?
When I was little, we always had birthday parties for my birthday. At school, we had school dances starting about grade 9. So we used to have probably 2 or 3 dances a year for school dances. And our youth group used to have dances too and parties when we were in high school. And our school had quite a few concerts and plays and put on operators and stuff like that. So I was never musical, I was never in those things, but we used to go to concerts and plays.
How did you get to these events?
Well, when I was young, we didn't have a car, so we took the bus a lot of places. And when I was 11, I think, we got a car, so my parents drove us.
Did you always have electricity?
Yes.
Did you travel longer distances?
A couple of times I went on trips by train when I was young. But I was never on an airplane until I was about 20. And then when we went camping and stuff, then we used the car. It was quite a good car.
Where did you live while attending school?
In Vancouver, west part of Vancouver.
What were you doing the war years in West Vancouver?
In Vancouver, yeah. I was born during the war, so I don't remember much of the war. We lived with my grandparents at that time.
Did the war affect your family very much?
My father was away in the interior of BC with a mining company because they were trying to find more metals for war materials and stuff like that. So he was away from the family quite a bit, so that probably affected the family.
What was the opinion of working in the war?
Pardon?
What was the opinion of working in the war?
Oh, growing up? Not very many my mother didn't work when we were kids, and not many of my friends' mothers worked either, so it was mostly the fathers that worked. There were a few single moms, and so they had to work, but that was the real minority then. And I guess we felt sorry for any kids whose mothers had to work and that they weren't home after school and they came home, because that was just sort of the thing we expected. Our moms to be home after school. When I was in grade 11 or 12, my mom worked for 1 year because my dad went to university. So that was the first time that she worked outside the home since she was married. So that was sort of a bit unusual. And by that time, then more women were working outside by the time I got growing up. But when I thought of what I wanted to do when I grew up, then I thought of what I wanted to teach. But it was sort of at that time thinking that I would teach until I got married and then I probably stopped working. So it was still a sort of an old-fashioned idea. Of working just until I got married. So that's changed.
Where did you work after you finished school?
I had a summer job in a shipping company in downtown Vancouver, and I was the receptionist and the switchboard operator for the summer. And then I went to university, and another summer I worked when we were doing the census, the national census, 1961, I worked in the census office. And then in 1962, I worked in Edmonton for the summer and stayed with a group of youth, student Christian movement youth. I worked in the store. And then after third year university for the summer, I worked in Kingston doing housekeeping and babysitting because my husband Phil was down there on a summer job. So I wasn't married to him yet, but I wanted to be in the same town. So that's why I worked for that summer. And then I taught for a year in Port Simpson. And then I taught for 3 years in Vancouver.
How many children do you have?
Three children. Stephen's 20 and Karen's 18 and Heather's 15.
Where are they?
They're all at home for the summer, but Stephen and Karen are both at UBC. Stephen's taking biochemistry, going into second year, and Karen's going into second year and junior.
Why did you move to Hazleton?
Because Phil got a job working in the United Church Hospital here in Hazleton, so that's why he came here.
How did you compare the Hazletons to Vancouver at first?
I guess it's different between a big city and a small town, so you couldn't go shopping like you could in Vancouver, or you couldn't go to movies as much, and things like that. But we used to travel to Vancouver probably once or twice a year, so that we could do things in the city, like go shopping and stuff, and then so we didn't miss the city that much, and there seemed to be a lot of good things in Hazleton, outdoors activities and stuff that you couldn't do in Vancouver. So even though there was a big difference, I didn't really miss it that much or really feel that like I was missing out on anything. And then since there's been daily jet service to Vancouver, then you don't feel like you're as safe out of it. You can fly down for a weekend or something. I've probably missed my family, being away from my family, that was one thing. And sort of had to start a new whole new set of friends here. So missing family and friends is probably the biggest difference. Probably the other thing is, if I lived in Vancouver, I probably would have gone on taking more university training. So I finally did finish my degree by correspondence here by taking courses, but that's hardly. So that's probably the main thing that I've missed not living in the big city, is being able to continue university education.